Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
And it is straight pandemonium. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Greens, the Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney slash Andre, 168th and Maple up here in the O. Before we keep diving into all college football news, Austin, this game between Oregon State, who is a really, really good team, a really, really good program, and Louisville is a perfect example in any sport, let alone baseball. You never scoreboard watch. You never take the foot off the gas, because Oregon State looked like they were just down and out. And Louisville felt like it was, it felt like their whole body language was like, all right, we'll just get through this inning.
Yeah.
One dinger. Oh, that's all right. Right?
They were looking forward to Coastal.
That's the thing that you do. You do not say, okay, we're going to just give up three-pointers because we got a lead. Next thing you know, they start the small ball at big
20
error.
Gets to 15, gets to 7. They're going to get out of this, too, unless, yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, now.
Big missed opportunity for Oregon State. Holy cow.
And you know what? You never want to look at, everybody want to look at the young man that had a fielding error, but I think it just came to, it's a whole team thing. And that's what a good coach is going to tell you. We, as a collective unit, went out there lackadaisical against, quite frankly, if not the best, one of the top three teams coming into this tournament that's been one of the top three teams all year.
Yeah.
Played an extremely hard schedule. Mm-hmm. Has done more with less. Way up in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
If you think they don't have a winning mentality, if you think Oregon State is going to come down and just lay down in the ninth inning?
No, sir.
In a winner
elimination
go home,
game.
Who wants to go back to Corvallis besides Mike Riley, right?
And so, here's the thing. Corvallis was nice. I did appreciate and enjoy my time up there. But
it's not that nice. It's Omaha. Look, you get Omaha food. Right. Look, think about this. If Oregon State somehow gets through it, or if Louisville was able to get through it, you get to come down to Blur. You know, look, we got a Blur tailgate. We've been here from 10 to 6, or will be from 10 to 6. Three different options as far as coming in. All-you-can-eat buffet. You have drink specials or drink tickets or drink availability all the way to adult beverages. 18 TVs showing live baseball, and this game here has probably been the most exciting game at the end that we've had so far. And you got three different packages from $84, $114, $134. The two big ones are just the difference between getting beer versus mixed drinks. But the Blur, again, Hilton, Omaha, 10001 Cass Street. Has done it again. And then, obviously, you got another game, which is being probably a little bit delayed.
Right.
You got these Arkansas Razorbacks in here coming in by the droves. Austin, I still cannot believe. The great thing about this reminded me of, I don't know if you've ever been into NCAA weekend down in Vegas or at a sports book. Everybody. It was pandemonium in here for about 5 or 10 minutes.
It's the joy of seeing a moment like that in person. Not if you're, rooting for Louisville, obviously, but just those moments in sports where you're like, oh my gosh, we just witnessed something as a collective. That's part of the beauty of sports, that everyone witnessed that moment. Everyone felt a little different, about it. Hey, who's coming to the plate here, Jay? Here's the beautiful part of baseball. Ball finds you, opportunity finds you. The shortstop that committed the error, he's up leading off this inning. Now, in a game where one run wins it, the human temptation is, I'm going to yak this one.
Right.
I'm going yard. I'm going to do it myself, make up for my mistake. Well, get on, get over, get in. The number two hitter here for Louisville leads the country with 59 stolen bases right behind you. You have a good top of the order due up. So, yeah, sure, maybe momentum, Uncle Mo is in the corner of Oregon State right now.
As of right now.
But Louisville is in such a good position, despite being in such a bad position in the bottom half of the inning. That was shaping up to be Oregon State, you know, does everything but put that final nail in the coffin. Runners at second and third, nobody out. A little single ends up scoring the run. But shout out to Louisville. They tighten up defensively. Tucker Bivin locks down on the mound. But that's the joy of this event. That's why I love, you know, high school baseball as well. In professional baseball, you'll see it from time to time. You say, you know, shade to Bill Buckner, right? Yeah. Regardless of the level, you'll see it. But especially in high school and college, you see moments like that where it's one play. And if you watch enough baseball at that level, you're like, okay, this could be the door being cracked open. This could be the moment. And you feel like that solo home run for Oregon State. If Louisville was a dominant team in LSU a couple of years ago, at Tennessee last year, like, okay, whatever. They'll get back on beam. But a team like Louisville, that's not exactly, you know, a common sight up in Omaha. Like, is this Oregon State making sure that door stays cracked open? Single, 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 error. Yep, there we go. We got a whole new ball game. We just kind of have a sense of that moment in these big tournaments. The hardest thing to do in sports, DP would say finish.
Yeah,
you know, it's the toughest thing to do.
You got to give the young man a lot of credit to get up there. My advice would have tried to extend that bat. That's what he did. He got up to a 2-0 count or a 3-0 count, and then they were able to battle back. Drew the walk now. Mm-hmm. Now momentum is slowly but surely starting to shift back to Louisville.
That guy did his job.
Did his job. He can breathe a sigh of relief. His job is to run the bases as hard as possible, and if everything rolls through, he'll be able to score the game-winning run. Also, on the fielding error, it wasn't as easy as people think, because the runner was crossing his face at the perfect time. Mm-hmm. So I think it really, just for a second, it messed up his entry to get to field that grounder.
Sure.
Because when you thought about it, you want to keep your body in front of it so it doesn't go into the outfield, to the short outfield, because you could recover and get at least one out at first. And maybe save a run.
The other part of that, too, is, that's a bad bunt. Is catcher going to get there? He's not going to get there, so he gets away with it. With the bases being loaded, I wonder if the shortstop is looking home. He kind of fielded it off to the side of his body. If he can get around squared up in his chest
right,
that goes a long way. Get your momentum going straight forward
straight
to home instead of trying to reach out, grab it, and then make that kind of weird, like, sidearm push throw.
Yeah, that was the difficulty of that throw to home. Was at a maximum, and then that made the fielding error or the fielding the difficulty of fielding a relatively easy ball to field go up as well. And it's all technique, and he had a little bit of a mishap in a game before, they showed one that ate him up in the chest, and so it's probably all fundamentals, but these are the things you have to draw back on. And so
speaking of fundamentals, Louisville's two-hole hitter, supposed to be good with the bat, has dropped the bat head twice, getting a bunt down. And the reason that that's important is because right now, getting that runner to second base is the key objective. We're just a measly little single out of score your leadoff hitter. You can steal a base, but that's risky, right?
So
because with a bunt, you at least put the ball in play, make the defense make a play. I like the bunt idea more than the stolen base, right? You got to get a lot perfect on a stolen base, especially with a good catcher behind the dish for Oregon State. So if I'm Louisville, you trust your two-hitter to get a bunt down. He just has not been able to do it through the first couple pitches.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what's your mindset? Choke down, choke up, or what?
Battle. Battle, right? Make this guy throw pitches. You know, help my three-hole hitter behind me. What am I going to see? What is he going to see? That's a good kind of defensive swing, not trying to do too much. Take it the other way. The more you can battle back, the more pitches you can see here, the better. I think right now, too, watch out, maybe a hit and run. Can you put something on the ground to the right side to move the runner? Try to get him to third base if possible. But if you're in the batter's box, pitch at a time. You got to stay on the fastball. Fight off the breaking ball. Yeah. Always, always, always do that. Don't get out in front of anything. Stay back. Shoot it the other way just like that. That's been his strategy. Just foul again. Man.
Yeah, but I like it. I like it. You look, you're still down. You're battling, and you're trying to get that pitch count up there. You want to get him up to the 20s to set it up your teammates. Mm-hmm. And if you're able to get I wouldn't say a lucky hit, but a timely hit, being down 0-2, there's no comfortable time for this batter now. And so you also can't fall asleep at first base, because you got to make sure that you have controlled aggression on the base pass. Because if you get a pass ball right there, you get a pass ball on a breaking ball, we got to go.
Uh-huh.
And so right now.
Catcher's interference.
Wow.
Holy cow. Yeah, that looked like a little bit of an awkward swing. Yeah, ticked the glove. So
now we see it go back, right? We saw a fielding error. And I'm going to call that a technical error. And maybe you've been trying to, like, fudge the line, like I like to say, right? Mm-hmm. But you get caught. Watch it right here. You extended the glove.
Yep.
Oh.
Before he even made contact.
Oh, man. That is – you tried to meet it.
And that's on the catcher, obviously, for sticking the hand out a little bit. But you have to understand what that hitter's trying to do. He's trying to be late. He's trying to fight it off, trying to go to that left side. So if you're the catcher, just like a bunt, you got to receive it, right? Yeah. You want to stick it for your pitcher, especially with two strikes, but you can't be that aggressive in going to get. Let that one get to your body. You know this guy's been behind it. You know that's been his approach. So now for Oregon State, three-hole hitter up, you're at the platoon disadvantage. The best thing for you right now is a strikeout, if possible, right? Set up the double play. Yes, that's certainly on the table as well.
Sure, but if it's an infield pop-up, everybody's holding. That's what I mean.
But I think here, if you can get the strikeout to start the inning, right?
Oh, sure.
Right,
yes.
To get the
momentum.
First out.
Yeah.
It goes a long way. You strike out the three-hole. And, I mean, you got to get three outs anyways. It doesn't really matter how you get them. But a three-hole hitter coming up who can do some damage, you can.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Send a message with the strikeout. Then you're just a ground ball away from being out of it. Because
reviewing?
A double play here might still move that lead runner to third base, and that doesn't do you any good. You want to have the double play be able to end the inning for you without the threat of that guy 90 feet away.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think they're reviewing it now, I guess, on the timing of it. But
it looked clear as day from first angle.
Yeah, it did. And so, but also, you have to understand, Oregon State is wanting a review to settle down their team as well. Now, this is a strategy, a strategic move, but this isn't necessarily, you know, it's kind of like asking for a replay, knowing it. You're going to want to settle down your team because now you've lost all momentum. Now, the fielding error is at the back of Louisville's mind.
Yeah.
With the guy that made it is at second base. He's thinking, any deep fly ball, I'm getting the third, another one, game time. And so it's going to be an interesting call here to see how the momentum shakes out and to see if Louisville – got out of the inning at the top of the ninth, the wake-up call leads to victory. So now they got to learn how to finish. They got a little bit of an early Christmas present by not having the stake, the dagger in the heart. But more importantly, they got to really wake up and finish out this game. And so Oregon State's back is clearly against the wall. It's fight or flight time. Now you got to bear down because they haven't scored yet. You know, this is essentially it. We cannot let anything happen. But now Louisville has got to really finish it. So whoever really can get back focused on the small things will finish out this game.
And this is interesting, too. I mean, you have the review that went on. Looks like they are going to put the runner at first base, uphold the catcher's interference call, at least for the moment. I understand the purpose of the mound visit to a degree. It doesn't have to be long because I think, Jay, there's a tendency maybe to overcoach, to insert yourself too much into the moment. You are on a big stage. It is a big moment. But don't make the moment any bigger than it has to be. Just say, okay, ball's hit to third, take it to the bag yourself. Ball's hit to second, you know, if it's hard at you, take a look at third. But then we got to try to get that lead runner there at second base. If it's hit to first, you got to take the out in front of you. It's got to be a short talk because I think especially with high school and now college athletes here at the College World Series, you can build a moment up and take them out of their groove. Yeah, coach, we know we're good. You can overtalk. Let your players make the play.
Oh,
he boots it. Oh. He boots it.
Zoinks, Batman. Zoinks.
They had
a little spin. But look, the bunt had a little spin on it. What do they always say? Austin, I will tell you this. Who's the worst fielding player on the field? The pitcher.
Unless you're Greg Maddux, yes.
Yes.
It's the pitcher.
Greg Maddux is one of the greatest of all time. And the worst fielding player is usually the pitcher. It rang true. Look at this. Look at this spin. Look at this.
That was not a great bunt. It was a pretty good read by the guy at second base. I don't think that they would have had to play
in
third.
I'm going to push back. I like that bunt. Because
the bunt's the right call. It's right. The way they bunted it straight back to the pitcher is not ideal. It worked out that it chopped high enough that the runner would have gotten to third.
The placement making him do things athletically that he normally doesn't have to do eliminates the aesthetics of the bunt.
Yeah.
And him and the pitcher is normally the worst fielding player out there on the field. It's kind of like when you play defense and you can't catch. Also, there's a running back that can't, or wide receiver that couldn't catch.
You're talking to a guy who, I'm sure this will shock you, did not exactly excel on defense in football. Yeah. Now, baseball defense, that's my jam. Basketball defense, I can take it or leave it. But your boy was not playing defense on the gridiron, let me tell you as much.
Now we got a pitching change. Now Louisville has all the momentum. Now this is what you do when you first start, in winter conditioning or fall conditioning for baseball. And so now you're thinking about a pop-up. Get the run home. Let's get into the dugout, back into the clubhouse, and we survive in advance. It's not winning a champ. I'm gonna tell you this. I obviously was able to be a part of three national championship teams. It is not easy. Okay, 1994, Wyoming came in here and tested us. 1995, Washington State came in and tested us. 1997, Central Florida gave us a little bit of a test, and then also Colorado. You're not
if road you, game the, at Washington.
Right. The days of going and just bowling is just not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. So you got to be able to deal with what? Adversity. It doesn't matter if it's baseball, if it's hockey, if it's softball, basketball, or football. So you got to be able to adjust and withstand the ebbs and flows of the games and then finish an opponent when you get a chance.
Is it which type of adversity is simpler to deal with? Ooh. Adversity that came from an opponent that they created? Or adversity from a mistake that you made?
Man, I think if it's a easily correctable mistake, like if we're going into halftime down 14-0 and we played really good defense and
they got a kick return score or something.
We had an offensive touchdown, but we're down 14-0. And then we maybe busted a call or we tipped the ball and they got it. You remember San Francisco and Detroit? Where you can correct that, right? Mm-hmm. The ones that you really, the adversity that you really, and this is, I think the self-inflicted one is, right? Mm-hmm. We're not communicating. We're not playing. We're playing as individuals. And then the bad luck comes off of that. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, and then the ones that really, I think, maybe ring true because they're easy excuses, the officials.
Right.
That's the ones that can linger longer.
Sure.
Because the action ones that you could, we can increase our energy. We can increase our communication by meeting at this case, the mound or on the sideline. The ones where the officials, this is where the Ohio State game where Nebraska kept it, close and almost beat them, whereas like, okay, we got a first down. You marked us 4 yards back. Well, now you're actually doing the actions that you need to be successful, but now you have a third party pulling you back,
right?
And then when it's consistent, that's what you can go to, and I wouldn't even call that an excuse. An excuse is they played at home, or we didn't play Akron the first time, in Scott Frost's first year. It's factual that the refs were horrible, but those are the things you gotta, those things where you gotta play through the refs and you gotta not allow put it in the refs' hands. So
this guy that just took the mound for Oregon State, freshman, ERA of 6 in 18. Appearances, missed up with a fastball. I can tell you, it was a little juice. That's pretty nice, though. To be able to come back with that breaking ball to throw it for a strike. Holy cow. Now, for Louisville, this is your cleanup guy who's looking to do some damage.
You
can't swing out of the damage can be done extremely simply. Put the ball in play.
Now, let me
make Oregon State make a play.
From a baseball perspective, I just want to put the ball. I want it right back at the pitcher. I want the ball hit hard or I want it hit deep, right?
Yes, at this point, the infield is drawn in. So really what you want is that ball lifted in the air to whoever you think has the weakest arm.
Right.
Most often that's going to be left field or potentially center field as well. So get it in the air, elevate it, Don't drop the back shoulder so it's on the infield. Just put your normal swing on it.
Oh, I would have swung at that. That's why I'm over here. hey, but also your one of your fastest runners is at third base.
Yeah.
So you're in a great position. So as much as Olivia, you know, had a little bit of a obviously mishap in fielding, he was able to get on base. What did I say? Run the bases hard. Obviously, you know, it's obviously been self-inflicted by Oregon. I would have swung at that one as well. Do you go down swinging?
Guts.
Do you go down looking, or do you? I'm just asking from a baseball perspective.
I mean,
do you go down looking, or you?
Nobody wants to go down looking.
DP, look,
you gotta trust your eye. Got you here.
That's why you're a boyfriend, right? That you lately, you know.
That is a tough breaking ball. That is a really incredible pitch in that spot from a freshman. A lot of guys, I mean, if you're up 0-2, 1-2,
okay,
you're expecting.
Now let me ask you this. Now you're dealing with a freshman, no experience. 42 comes up. 2 or 3. Now you, my man, Eddie King Jr. Are you expecting heat?
No, I'm not, because this pitcher's had a better command of his breaking ball.
Okay.
What you can do here is you can sit on one pitch that you're looking for. Since he's had better command of the breaking ball, I don't love him going after the first one. It wasn't a bad pitch to swing at, but you'll get better. You're looking for a fastball in your spot that you can do damage with. If he hangs a breaking ball, okay, fine. You're on it with your fastball timing. But see, he doesn't have great command of the fastball. He threw it again. He missed the first one high, his first pitch of the game. There he yanked it. You can tell he's overthrowing the fastball. He doesn't have the feel for it. So now you're okay. If he's going to hang a breaking ball, see it.
Yeah, he hung on to it.
But he's overthrowing right now.
What about the third base coach? You don't get home?
Not that far. No. I mean, especially with you know, a tie game. You'll have more opportunities. You don't want to risk that, because you can still have a productive out.
So you don't want to be Ozzie Guillen against Deion.
Well, I'm not saying that.
When he threw Deion out of home,
they're messed up with the fastball again. So it's not about Ozzie or Deion here. What that is if the runner's out going home, you took the productive out off the table. Because you can still, you know, ground out to the right side and it'll probably bring it home. But you can still have a fly out and get the run home if it's hit to the right spot. But if you get thrown out going home, well, then the infield plays back. They keep everything on the infield. Yep, that'll do it. That'll do it. He's not going to get behind it. Nope. Louisville.
Boy. Number 0. Look at him. Number 0. Whatever lucky underwear or socks you got on, boy, you better wear them for the rest of the tournament. Because that would have been a long flight home. Louisville was able to pull it out, man. And you know what? We're going to pull out. We're going to end this segment early. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. Louisville comes through 7-6. Exciting game. Even more exciting finish. Louisville was probably the better team today. Beat a really good game, Oregon State team. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save.